Every year at this time, organic farmers assemble in La Crosse, Wisconsin. The first gathering 25 years ago attracted 90 people. This weekend, up to 3,500 are expected to attend what is now considered the country's largest organic farming conference. It's called MOSES, the Midwest Organic and Education Service. We explore one topic of interest to the farmers, how to make a profit. I saunter into Janet Gamble's farmhouse in Walworth County, practically unnoticed. The organic grower is engrossed in a phone conversation with a nearby restaurateur. He's one of seven sprinkled around the region that Gamble supplies with vegetables and fruits. She's offering him a new item, a Bloody Mary mix, featuring her organic tomatoes and his favorite spices. Her sun-filled kitchen holds trays of sprouts, broccoli and radish. Gamble has been growing organically for three decades. She took over this 14-acre farm 5 years ago and can read every inch of its past.
I can tell where the cows were either wintered here or at least where all the manure went on this farm, maybe in the winter when they didn't want to drive too far out, because all the soils closest to the farmyard are the richest soils.
What crops do you grow out in your fields?
I would say we grow approximately 40 different types of vegetables, and we're really diverse. That's pretty typical with CSA farms.
CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. It's one way organic farms make money. Customers pay a fee for the season and receive a weekly share of produce fresh from the garden. Yet Gamble says she must be resourceful if she wants to keep customers coming back.
Looking at creative ways to package CSAs, doing fruit shares or meal planning services, buying in other products, cheese or, you know, a meat CSA, making this a more enticing choice for the consumer.
Buzz is building around organic growers banding together. Gamble says it will be a point of discussion at the MOSES conference.
To form more cooperative distribution arrangements. And so I see that as an up-and-coming trend in how these food hubs are really going to work and work out and really benefit the producers, you know, that more money will go in their pockets.
There is money to be made, according to Faye Jones. She's executive director of MOSES. Jones says demand for organic is at an all-time high.
I want to share with you a trend that I'm concerned about and I see is not a good indicator, which is more and more organic food is being imported from outside the U.S. Brazil, you know, Asia, because the market demand is not being met, so they're importing. That needs to shift. We can produce it here. We need to provide the tools and the incentive for more farmers to transition to organic production.
The new U.S. Farm Bill contains some financial assistance for new organic farmers, and it will help cover certification fees. Specialist Harriet Bihar says growers must pay them every year, and for those with modest profits, an $800 fee can cut deep.
The Organic Certification Cost Share Program covers up to three-quarters of the cost they have annually, and that is funded for the next 5 years.
Bihar says a national statistic is leaning in organic farming's favor. Those getting into the business are younger than their conventional counterparts.
The average age of farmers in the United States is like 57 or 58, but for organic farmers, the average is much lower. And what we are finding is that organic farming, because it encourages entrepreneurship and experimentation and really being in sync with your natural environment, it's very attractive to new farmers.
But to keep them, the organic community may have to find ways to become more profitable while keeping the farm small and highly productive. From her vantage point in Walworth County, Janet Gamble says it's all about finding the right balance.
I'm trying to find where that real sweet spot is on the acreage we have to keep that healthy and productive, and where can we stretch our yields? And it's not going to require more equipment or very much more labor, because I think the land is really giving you something back. You know, there's something restorative about it.
I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.